Tonight's Shir, Parshas Veschanan. So it just starts out, Veschanan al Hashem, Beisahi Lemur. So the Midrash points out, we can see from here how nobody has a right to have any tainas on a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That person could say, this is coming to me, that's coming to me. Why? Who is begging, who is pleading over here? Moshe Rabbeinu. If there's anybody that we would think would have a right to ask for something, it would be Moshe Rabbeinu. Yet he was Veschanan asking for a Matnas Chinam. He says, Hashem, nothing's coming to me, I don't deserve this, but please let me go into Eretz Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a Ratatayna with, so Kol Shekeinas. He says the Sod and the basis of everything is that we have to come to the realization that nothing is coming to us. We say, Lomagia Liklu. Nothing. I don't deserve anything. Anything I have is only a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I have to appreciate that. And therefore, he doesn't say this, but there's a nice mashal bring on the pasuk Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki Lo L'Mchasto. We thank you, Hashem, because everything's good. Ki Tov Ki Lo L'Mchasto. Your chesed is forever. What's pshat? First of all, you can ask, what do you mean everything's good? Thank you, Hashem, because everything's good. Everything's good. Everything's not good. This happens, that happens. The things that are not so good happen. What does it mean? Thank you, Hashem. Hodul Hashem, ki tov, everything's good. So, mashalamad davar dome. Once a guy walks into a hotel, and he asks the clerk, said, do you have any rooms available? It's a nice, fancy hotel, five-star hotel. And he says, yeah, I have a room. He says, fine, I'd like to take it. How much is it? So he says, $500 a night. $500 a night, that's a hefty sum. He says, look, listen, that's the price. You want it? You want it? No. So I think somebody goes, listen, I'm stuck. He goes, okay, fine, I'll take it. So fine, he pays the $500. He goes to his room. A few minutes later, they get a call from at the front desk from this guy. He says, what's up? So he says, listen, I can't believe it. I want to take a shower. There's not enough towels. There's no shampoo. What's going on over here? So they were very apologetic, and they said, oh, we're sorry, we'll get you right away. They called the thing, room service, whatever, they bring the guy's towels, is that fine? Okay, a few minutes later, a guy walks in off the street, and he says, can you please give me a room, I'm exhausted, I need something. He says, yeah, no problem, room's $500. $500, you said, I'm not 500 cents. I'm a poor man. I have nothing. Please, can you just do me a favor? Let me have a room just for the night. I haven't slept in a long time. I'm a poor man. He says, listen, I'll speak to the manager. Okay, so he speaks to the manager. He feels bad for him. His heart goes out. And he says, okay, I'll let you give me a room for the night. So thank you so much. He gives him the key. He goes to his room. A few minutes later, the front desk gets a call from this guy. Says, yes. Says, what's going on over here? There's not enough towels, no shampoo. What's going on? What kind of hotel is this anyways? So he said to him, listen, what are you complaining about? So if we're giving you a $500 hotel room for free, what do you have no right to say anything. Right? Monday, Michelle, same thing. Right? If we say, well, everything's good, this isn't good, that isn't good, so what right do we have to say anything? Right? Everything we have is a chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what right do we say? We don't have any tainus. So therefore, Hodu L'Hashem Ki Tov. We thank you, Hashem, because everything's good. Everything's good? Yeah, everything's good. Why Ki Lo Olam Chasdo? Because everything's your chesed. Everything's a chesed of Hashem. Anything I have, I'm alive. Thank you. I mean, I don't deserve any. You give me everything. I can't have tainus. Mele says that's the big yisod. It's the big yisod in life. It says with relationships between personal relationships, and he says, yeah, people, they take everything, yeah, coming to me, and people give him something. Of course, this guy gives this to me. Of course, I deserve it. And he says once a guy asked him two questions with regards to shiduchim. He says, one thing, he says, what's this segula to find a shidduch that you go to the kever of Yonasan ben Uziel? So in the Muka. Like, what's pshat with that? He says, and the second question, he says, I have a kasha on the Mishnah in Tainis. It says that on Tu B'Av and on Yom Kippur, the girls go out and they dance in the vineyards with their borrowed clothing, whatever, and they find their shidduchim. So he says, how can you find a shidduch with one date? one day he said, yeah, here, boom, shidduch. So he says, I answered the guy first. First question, you want to know why people go to a mukkah to find shidduchim? He says, I'll tell you, very simple. He says, why do people have trouble finding shidduchim? It's because their head is all kinds of filled with ideas of what they're looking for, and says, well, I need this, and I want this, and I want this, and again, Megili, right? I deserve this, and I want, oh, she has to be able to do this for me, and that for me, and it has to please me in this way, please me that way, whatever. They want, Mela, their head is floating around with all these birds, you know, these flying around in their brain of all these things they want. Yet the Gemara says, and Yonas and Ben Uzi, the Gemara says in Sukkah, that any bird that would fly over his head would be burnt up. Where it says by Yonas ben Uzziah. So the Mele, he says he has a segula for burning up these birds. The Mele, all these birds flying around in his head of all these things he wants, it, get rid of them, and then he'll maybe have a chance of finding a shidduch. He says, and the second question, how can you have finish a shidduch in one date? He says the same thing, the same answer, right? That it's hinted to it in the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? That the girls would dance around with borrowed clothing. What's the idea with borrowed clothing? Borrowed from each other. So they should realize that nothing I have is mine. I don't deserve anything. Even what I have is borrowed. Right? Person has this attitude, you can finish a shidduch in one day. It's only if you're looking for what I want, what I deserve, what I, me, so you're never going to find something. If you feel that nothing, whatever I get is, I'm happy with, I don't deserve, who would want to go out with me, who would like me, bechlal, I'm a nothing, and then it's much easier. And he says this is a yesod, you know, not only in the, to find a shidduch, but it's a yesod in marriage, the whole marriage, like married life itself, right? If you're always looking for what this guy can give us or what she can give me, and if you say I don't deserve anything, so whatever they give you, be happy. Oh, Hashem, you know, he doesn't run away from me. Thank you, you know, I'm happy. So if everybody feels that way, it's a secret to happy marriage. Also, he says it's also tied into Hakaras HaTov as well. You know, when you feel if you feel nothing's coming to you, so you're Makir Tov. Rav Yerucha Mimir found this yesod in Megillus Rus. It says in the pasuk, "V'tomer Nomi lishtei kalotea." Nomi said to her two daughter-in-laws, Ruth and Orpah, right? Said, "Leich nashov naisha lebeis ima." Says, okay, after the husband's died, says she told him to go back to your mother's house. Yas Hashem imachem chesed kasher sisem ima meisim b'medi. And Hashem should give her a bracha. Hashem should do a chesed like you did for the meisim, means your husbands who had died, but like the chesed that you did for your husbands and for me. So Rabbi Yerucham asked, what chesed did they do with their husbands? He says the answer is that they agreed to marry them. Says they agreed to marry Machlon and Kilion. Machlon and Kilion were very great people. They were their Gedoli Ador, the Gemara and Baba Basra says. Your Parnasei Ador. They were very great people. And besides that, it says more than a man wants to get married, a woman wants to get married. So if anything, they did, the husbands did a favor for Ruth for Ruth and her sister, right? Not the opposite. So, what do we see? So he says, but Naomi was speaking on behalf of the husband. The husband, she said, listen, they were great people, but Lamaisa, you know, the right attitude is nothing's coming to me. So you agreed to marry my husbands. You did a chesed with my husband, my sons. You agreed to marry my sons. So that's a chesed because nothing's coming. Nothing's coming to me. Nothing's coming to them. You agreed. That self's a chesed. So he says, so too, it has to be our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, right? Not, as we said at the beginning, that we have to, when we relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing's coming to us when we relate to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gives a story, says there was once somebody who was running a gemach. So he lent this guy money, lent Reuven money. And Reuven gave him checks, like to a number of checks to pay back the loan. So what happened? All the checks bounced. Nothing. All they all came back. So what happened? Reuven comes to the guy and the lender. He says, "Can you lend me some more money?" So lend you some more money. I gave you money, and all the checks bounced. He goes, "Okay. Please lend me again. I'll give you new checks. Then I'll pay back both loans." He says, "Fine." So he gives them back, he says, okay, he gives them a favor, he gives them more money, he takes their new checks, whatever. They all bounce. So he bumps into this guy afterwards, outside of shul, and he figures the guy's going to be, you know, really embarrassed, you know. So he came up to me and said, "Listen, Reuven, what about the money you owe me? You know, I lent you." So I said, "What do you mean? What do you mean the money? I lent you the money, and all you gave me the checks, but they all bounced. So you're nothing. I didn't get paid a cent. What about all this money you owe me?" So he says, "I paid you." He says, "You paid me? What do you mean you paid me? You paid me. You paid me. Gave me the checks, but they all bounced. You didn't pay me anything." So he says, "Yeah, but every morning when I pass by you, I say good morning to you. So, okay, I didn't pay you money, but I said good morning. That's like a payback, you know. Hey, money, good morning, you know. Well, that was nice of you. I said good morning, so what?" He says, which is obviously ridiculous. I said good morning, that's very nice, but that's he owes you the money. So what's the nimshal? So too, with us, with two Kosh Baruch Hu. We say, well, Hashem, Megili, this, Megili, why? I davened. I said good morning. You know, I said I davened to you the last night, this morning, whatever. Okay, maybe we're not the super gavana. That's true. Oh, I did daven, so I called the shots over here. I'm coming to me. I do that, and not only that, I even put on tefillin. I kept Shabbos, and oh, you owe me change. You know, I'm giving you some up. All right, that's we have that same attitude. What that? Can you act as an exchange for a Kosher program? We didn't begin to pay back anything. Oh wait, yeah, we daven. Okay, so we're big shots. We daven. We can ask Hashem for things. Nothing's coming to us. Includes with another little story. He says there was a yid. He is walking to shul on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So as we know, when are your hands the most full going to shul on Sukkos? One hand's your lulav, the other hand's your esrog and your siddur and your talis on your arm. And when this guy's walking to shul with all these things in his hand, and he's making his way to shul, and as he's walking, he's a little fly or something or a bug, whatever, a mosquito goes down his back, and he's itchy, you know, and he wants somebody, he can't scratch himself because his hands are full. So what does he do? So he turns to Hashem and he says, "Ribono Shel Olam." He said, "You see, my hands are full with your mitzvahs. Can you do me a favor and scratch my back for me?" Right? Same idea, you know. Well, yeah, look, oh, Hashem, I'll submit your mitzvahs. Okay, you have to scratch my back. You know, come on, like, what? It says in the pasuk, "Ushmartem asisem ki hi chachmaschem ubinaschem lenei hamim." Says the pasuk that you'll do the mitzvahs, it's the chokhmah and the wisdom, the understanding in the eyes of the nations. Asher yishmun etz kol ha-chukim me'ela. The goyim are going to see all these chukim that we do, and they're going to say, "Rak am chacham benavon agoya gazel." Wow, this nation, the Jewish people, they're such an am chacham benavon, unbelievable. So the Sabbat Mikael asks, he says, very strange, because what does it say? What are the goyim going to see that they're going to say, wow, what an unbelievable nation? They're going to see, Asher yishmun etz kol ha-chukim me'ela. Now, what are chukim? We know chukim are those mitzvahs that are not understandable. These are mitzvahs that are not understandable, and the Hevet, it says that the goyim, they when they see us do like the paraduma, like Rashi brings down, they taunt us with these mitzvahs and say, "Oh, what are you doing these for? It makes no sense." Whatever. It was very strange. Over here, all of a sudden, it says the goyim are going to see us do the chukim. These mitzvahs not understand them. I'm going to say, "Oh, what a wonderful nation!" It doesn't. What's going on? So he answers that. True, maybe when they see us doing the chukim, like, "Ah, what are these guys doing?" But when they see the result of us doing, what it does to us, when it turns us into a mensch, so then they can say, "Wow, okay, we didn't understand why they're doing, but now we see why. Look at what it did to these people. Turned them into am chacham v'navon." It says in the pasuk, "Ushmartem es chukai v'asisem osam." So the Chazal darshan out, don't read it osam, ela atem. Ushmartem, you will do my chukai, my chukosai, my laws, my chukot, my chukim, v'asisem atem, and it will make you. That the mitzvahs turn us into a different man. He says, Glinsky said, once I was called in to give a lecture in the jail in Ramla. So before I started out the drasha, whatever, I was speaking to the minhal of the jail, and he was telling me that the place is full full capacity. There's no room for anybody else. And so now they're making plans to build a new jail. To, you know, because of all the people, unfortunately. So Galinsky said to him, listen, why, instead of that, why don't you give me the money set aside for make the jail, the new jails, and I'll take care of things. So you won't need them. You won't need them. So he says, what are you talking about? So he says, I'll take that money and I'll make Shiurei Torah and I'll bring all these Yidden back to their sources. And he says, dude, it was years ago, there was no such thing as a Jewish murderer, no such thing. A Jew, a Shoded, a Ghana, whatever, it was kind of hard to find such a thing. Now the jails are full of them, it's because they don't want to keep the Torah. So if you bring them back to the Torah, then you won't need the jails. So he says to the guy in the warden, he says to him, I'll tell you a mashal, a ma'adah v'ardom, I'm going to make you be able to see it clear. He says, imagine the following. He says, there was a junction, an intersection, that was mamish, super dangerous. What happened? There was no lights, no traffic lights, no stop sign, no nothing, no roundabout, nothing. It's an open intersection. So what happened? Constantly, cars were flying from both directions. Boom! Get into an accident. And there are many fatal accidents. What happened? They would call the ambulance, whatever. And a nearby hospital was quite a distance. So by the time they get these people in the ambulance and off to the hospital, whatever, they many times they didn't make it. They died on the way because by the time they got to the hospital. So they got together, Vad Chakira, and they're thinking what to do to solve the problem over here. So they came up with the following solution. He says, here's what we're going to do. He says, on the north side of the intersection over here, we're going to set up a team of paramedics, whatever, that as soon as the accident happened, boom, they're right there on the spot to get the victim. And on the other side of the tzoma, the other side of the intersection, we'll put up a hospital, a top-of-the-line hospital. So as soon as the thing, room, the paramedics are there, grab the person, put them in a thing, take them across the street to the hospital, and we'll save many lives that way. So he said, what do you think about that idea? He asked the warden. So he said, what? He said, there's a bunch of idiots. He says, just put up some traffic lights. You don't have the problem. He said, exactly. He says, that's exactly what I'm trying to tell you. Right? The chukim of the Torah, those are the traffic lights. Tells us when to stop, when to go. The Torah says it's the traffic lights. You have the traffic lights, you don't. So what do? You don't have the traffic lights, you don't have the Torah. And then instead, you make more jails and more jails. He says, what do you need all these jails for? Just give me a fraction of the money. You need that. I can macaron people. And you won't need the jails. So that's the traffic lights. So he says, to his praise, he was masking to me. He said... Okay. We have in the Sedra Sera Sedibros, and one of them is the Lo Sisave, you can't desire. Right. So it says, Kina Taiva Nekavod Matzimes Adamino Oilam. And the first thing, Kina is the first of the things that take a person out of the world. Kina Taiva Nekavod, jealousy. And Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Gezela says, "Kol misava beiso kelav shel chavero." If you want his house, his furniture, whatever it might be, kevin shechashav bilibo eich yikned davar zeh. You just think in his heart to buy it. You're not going to steal it. Chas v'shalom. He's like, how can I get to buy it from this guy? From this one, this the desire for it. V'niftal libo b'davar. Avar is already over on a lo tase, lo sisava. This week's Sedra in the Seres Hajibras. And it says, "Los." So, what does the Pasuk say? So, the Pasuk says, "Velos sisave beis reyecha." You shouldn't desire your friend's house. Sadehu, his field. Vavdo, his male servant. Vamato, his female servant. Shoro, his ox. Vechamoro, his donkey. Vechol asher l'reyecha, or anything that he has. Anything your friend's has. That's the Pasuk. So he says, of course, it's a blatant open kash over here. He says, we're giving a whole list of what not to desire, right? Not his house, his field, his slave, etc., etc., etc. And then it says, v'chol asher l'reyecha, and everything your friend had. If once you're saying everything that he has, you're not desire, so just say that. Lo tizaveh v'chol asher l'reyecha. Don't desire anything he has. What are you giving me a list? And then says, and say, and everything he has. What's proud? So he says, Imagine you have a guy that he's living with his wife and 10 children in a little three-room apartment. Okay? Can hardly breathe in there. Okay, what happens? And one day he's walking by a fancy villa, you know, and with, you know, a big yard, and the parents are just, you know, couple with a couple of children in this 10-room mansion, right? What happens? The guy walks, he's just like, oh, you know, his eyes, my eyes, that's not fair, you know, I want that, you know, it's a huge house, I'm stuck with this with like 10 kids, and this is a 3-room home. He has a 10-room home for his 2 children. Well, that's not fair. So, what do we say to such a person? We say, okay, one second. Now, do you realize that this guy, you see this guy's villa? Yeah, do you realize that his shalom vice is terrible and he's constantly at odds with his wife and he's like mamish like in Gehenna? So he goes, no, I didn't know that. He says, how do you know? He says, even if I don't know, but he says, it could be, right? And therefore, now you're still jealous of the guy? And do you want to switch with him and for his ulcer and his kidney stones that he has? Would you want to switch with that also? No, of course not. In other words, point being, that it's a package deal, right? Everybody has their good things and bad things. Nobody has everything. So you say, like, this guy, you're jealous of his wife, or you're jealous of his house. Fine, but you can't just take his house. You have to take the whole package. Take his wife, there's all his problems, all his things. You take everything, you see, I'll just stick with what I have. And the problem is, everybody looks at just that nekuda. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Don't desire," and gives a list of things. And then you have to keep in mind, it's all a package deal. You can't just pick and choose. I desire this and this and that. You want it? Fine. You have to take everything. If you take everything, you see most of the time you don't want anything. It's the Maisi brings from the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael. That's all. Says there was a line of people waiting to go in for him for bracha eitz or whatever. So there's one guy's waiting, and he noticed something strange. The guy was sitting in the waiting room for his turn. He noticed that the poor people that went into the Rebbe, they would go in and they're in like a minute or two, you know, and the tuk tuk tuk, and they're out again. He says the rich people, they're sitting there for like 15-20 minutes. So he said, Mimela, I understand, you know, out there in the world, you know, okay, the rich people, you know, they get all the attention and things, whatever, they go to the bank manager will sit with them for an hour, you know, poor people, you know, they don't care about, okay, but the Rebbe, it's not nice. So he comes in, so when it's his turn, he comes into the Rebbe, and he says to him, you know, with all due respect, Rebbe, but I have a taina. He says, what? And he told him, why is it that the poor people, you check that they're out, and the rich people, you're sitting, it's not right. So he smiled, and he says, him the following. He says, listen, you should realize, he says, my time is very valuable. And I have what to do, I have what to learn, I have what to grow, but I still, you know, decide I'm going to put aside some of my time to help people. They come for aitzas and see what I can do. I try to help. He says, what happens? He says, a poor guy comes in to me and right away says, Rebbe, I don't have this, I don't have that, and I have a problem here, there, this. Fine. So I hear what he has to say, whatever I can do, give him a bracha, give him an eitzah, whatever, and then, so, and he leaves, right? How long does it take? 2 minutes. He says, what happens? A rich person comes in, what happens? I say, oh, how are you doing? And there's a big smile on their face, great, Rebbe, everything's fine, I'm fine, great, Rebbe. And how's it? Oh, great, Rebbe. So what happens? Until I start schmoozing with them, then I have to find out what's really going on. And then, as I schmooze him out, and he's talking more and more and more, eventually he says, oh, I find out there's problems with this, there's shalom bais, with his children, with his that, with that, and this is going under, and this business deal's going and not working, and whatever. This what? And he puts on a facade, you know, he puts on a face, like everything's fine. So he says, you have to understand, it takes time to reveal that even the rich person's really poor. That's why it takes so much time. You know, they put on a show. So therefore he says, you don't have to, nobody to be jealous of. Because you think, oh, he's so happy. Yeah, it's behind the scenes, you don't know. And okay. Another famous pasuk in this week's Sedra is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So the Mefarshim, the Midrashim point out what's the idea of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So Shema Yisrael, you should listen, hear, understand, that what? That Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem is what? Hashem is Midas HaRachamim, Yudkei Vavkei. Elokeinu is Midas HaDin. That the person has to understand, Shema Yisrael, that Hashem Elokeinu, even though it might look like, okay, sometimes Hashem does good things, you know, Midas HaRachamim, but sometimes Hashem does bad things happen. No, you have to understand that everything's Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei Echad. It's all from the one that's Rachamim. That everything's really Rachamim. We don't see it like that. We see things, but Lamaisa, everything is really for the good. And even when quote-unquote bad things happen, it's for the good, because we need it. We need this as a kapara, we need it for whatever it might be. And he brings that from, we say in Ashrei, the pasuk, Poseach es yadecha mas bi'olachol charatzon. It says you have to have kavana. In fact, if you don't have kavana, you have to go back for that pasuk. And it says someone who says it three times a day is muftach lo shu ben olam haba, etc. And so fine, what does the pasuk mean? Paseich es yadecha, you open up your hand, Hashem. Umaspia l'chol charatzon, and you satisfy every living desire, everybody's desires. The Mitzudas says, means, Hashem maspia l'kulam ritzonam v'tavatam. Hashem satisfies everybody's ratzon and their taiva. So, Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita Hayas, says that's true, right? Everything you want, you get. You know, it says must be a lochol chayrata. Whatever you want, Shem is must be a. Say, but we don't. It's not true. I don't get everything I want. So he answers based on the following mashal. Said that imagine a king has his birthday or whatever, and he decides that everybody in the kingdom line up, and he's going to give them $10 present. Fine, so this guy comes, whatever, and he's giving everybody $10. Now, the next guy comes up, he gives him $1. He says, what's going on? $1, everybody get $10. So he says, you're forgetting, right? You owe me $9. Remember, I gave you $9 once, and then you owe me the $9. So I'm just deducting it. I'm not like ripping you off, you know. You owe me $9, I'm giving you the balance, the $1. Right? So Mele says the same thing, that yeah, Hashem would give us everything we really desire. It says we have a chov by him, right? We have a debt by him. We didn't do this, we didn't do that, and we have all these debts. So he says, okay, so what's taking it off? You know, I really would give you everything, but I can't give you everything because you owe me nine, so I'm giving you one. So you're not getting ripped off, but I'm not getting what you desire. It's just because you owe Hashem. So Mele comes off the top. The famous Maisu, the Chafetz Chaim, that once he met one of his Talmidim that went out to business or whatever, and he says, how's it going? So he said back to the Chafetz Chaim, he says, what can I tell you? It wouldn't hurt if it was better. So the Chafetz Chaim said, how do you know? He says, I'm sure that, I have no doubt, said the Chafetz Chaim, if it would be bad, if you would quote unquote have it better, it would be bad. He said, because again, what you're not getting, it's because it's Hashem's taking care of Yaakov, and we want Hashem to take care of Yaakov. It's better in this world than the next world. He says, interesting, from Itzelurmi Petterberger, he says, every morning we thank Hashem and we say a bracha, Hashem Amachas, Bracha Hashem, Lekenu Bechalam, Shasali Kol Tzarki. What does that mean? That you did for me, kol tzarki, everything that I need, take care of all my needs. Now we know there's a din, if it's a suffix bracha, then it's lahakel. You don't make a bracha with a suffix. How can we say with Shema Malchus that you shasali kol tzarki, you did all my needs? Terence is, everything is taken care of. But I'm missing this. That's part of your needs, right? You need that you don't get this and you don't get that, because it's also the chajman. So we can say, Shasali Kotsarki. That's we should be a Zoicha, Shabbos Nachamu, to see the Nachamu Ami, the final Nachama, and we shall all greet the Meshiach Tzinkenu, Bimhira Biyameinu.